अध्योतानं मधर्मशं तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भभामि युगे युगे शम्भभामि युगे युगे। हरेर्नाम हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्यथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण एंड वेलकम टू दिस वीकली कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस प्रोग्राम। And once again, I would like to invite all of you to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30, and then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program with the vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along and join us and find out for yourself what is Krishna consciousness all about.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I'll continue with the Ramayana episodes. And we'll go to Lanka, where Ravan has already taken Sita to, and what happens there. Ravan walked in with a leaf plate in his hands, containing flavored rice balls for Sita to eat. He placed it in front of her and indicated her to eat. Sita picked up the plate in her hand and flung it with all her strength, and the rice balls were scattered everywhere. The demonesses who witnessed this gasped, and Ravan gritted his teeth in anger and frustration. In sheer frustration, Ravan advanced towards Sita. Just then Sita did something that surprised him. She took a blade of grass and flung it between herself and Ravan. A line had been drawn. A limit had been set. A warning had been given. A message had been communicated. Though no words were spoken between them, a lot was exchanged. From that moment onwards, Ravan never tried to touch her or go closer to her, but decided to torture her through the hired demonesses, and of course through the mental gymnastics. Why did Sita throw the blade of grass in front of Ravan? There are 10 reasons why Sita threw the blade of grass in front of Ravan. In the Vedic culture, a royal woman would not talk to a stranger face to face, but would rather keep an opaque screen in between. Since Sita had no option of having such a screen in a present situation, she chose to at least keep his blade of grass as representative of such a screen. By throwing a blade of grass in front of him, she wanted to convey to him that for her, all his opulence and resources were as significant as a blade of grass. She wanted to warn him that her husband could appear from anywhere. Previously, he had incarnated as Lord Narasimha and had appeared from a pillar. She wanted Ravan to know that nothing could prevent him from appearing from his blade of grass. Fourthly, she wanted him to know when her husband would come and destroys everything in his kingdom, Ravan would be left with nothing but a bloody blade of grass, and he could use it to build his hut then. Fifthly, when he would lose against Ram and fall flat on his face on the ground, he would end up with a mouthful of grass. Sixthly, she wanted to remind him about the story of Vaman Avatar, when Bali Maharaj was going to seal his vows to Vamandev by sprinkling water from his water pot. His Guru Shukracharya opposed it and protested it by converting himself into an insect and blocking the exit of water. Vamandev had then taken a blade of grass and pricked into the slot, thus blinding Shukracharya. With this, she wanted to indicate to Ravan that she was not helpless and unarmed. Even a blade of grass could become a deadly weapon by her will. Seventhly, she wanted to educate him by saying that a human being devoid of knowledge of what is right and wrong is nothing but an animal that eats grass. Since he was like an animal, he might as well begin eating grass now. 8. She also wanted to tell him that she had no great regard for her own life. She considered her life to be like a blade of grass of not much consequence. She would never surrender to Ravan for the fear of losing her life, because she hardly valued it in the absence of Ram. 9. Of course, even in this plight, Sita considered Ravan to be like a guest visiting her in her new dwelling in Ashok Vatika. Despite his demonic mindset, she wanted to offer him some seed, at least because he had come to visit her. This grass was the only thing she could offer now. And finally, the 10th, she also wanted to offer him advice, being after all the Divine Mother who was interested in the welfare of all living entities. She was asking him to surrender to Ram and take his shelter, but he should not take Ram's shelter like a grass takes shelter of an ocean, but like a fish taking shelter of the ocean. Because the grass always questions its relationship with the ocean rejects it and throws it back to the shore, whereas the fish connects with the ocean as an integral part of its family. Therefore, the ocean tirelessly protects the fish. Sita continued slashing him with her sharp words. This very word, Ram, indicates that he gives pleasure to others and your name, Ravana, indicates that you only know how to make others cry. The power of the entire Ikshvashu dynasty is within Ram. If you had tried to humiliate me in front of Ram, you would have been a part of the dust of Janistan along with Kar and Dushan. You are proud of your ghostly army. They will become formless soon, just as snakes become non-poisonous earthworms in front of Garuda. The mighty eagle, your army will be helpless in front of Ram. Just as Lord Shiva burned down Kamdev, the god of love, with his glance, your lust will be burned down by the fiery arrows of Ram. Ram can dry up the entire ocean with a single arrow and woke up to Lanka. Soon Lanka will be a desolate island. What is the point in me becoming an empress of a depopulated island? Ram is like a swan frolicking among lotuses, and you are like a crow sneaking into a bunch of grass. Don't you think you can get away with your folly? Ram is coming for you. Ravan understood that there was no point in talking to her any further. He issued orders. Let 700 one-eyed and one-ear demonesses surround her and constantly bound her until she submits to my will. Constantly hound her until she submits to my will. Guard her stealthily. Shower her with rain of profanities. Crush her pride and bring her under control like a god controls a mad elephant. Use words of insult to bring her under control. He turned to Sita, pointing his index finger at her and said, 12 months, I give you 12 months to submit to me. If you do not undergo a change of heart until then, you will be slashed to pieces and my cooks will make a tasty meal for me. Ha 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 ha. He walked off, leaving her to be entertained by her new roommates. Now we go back to Janistan. It's Lakshman. Writing his diary. My brother lost his senses the moment he saw Sita's ravished excesses. He's talking about Rama. Her memories weakened him. Between sobs, he said, where could she have disappeared? How can I exist without her? How can I leave my body in the forest and return to Ayodhya like a ghost? Have the willy demons cheated me for my happiness? Have the nocturne demons stolen her or gobbled her up? Or is my Sita playing a trick on me by hiding cleverly from my vision? Is she unable to understand that her innocent trick has left me distraught and caused me such pain? Lakshman, without Sita I will die. If I die, how will I face my father Dasharatha in the other world? And if I continue to live, I cannot return to Ayodhya without Vaidehi. How will I face my father-in-law Janak? For me, death will be painful. Living in the forest will be painful, as well as will returning to Ayodhya. Why will the citizens of Ayodhya accept as their protector a person who cannot even protect his own wife? I do not know what abominable acts I have committed in my past lives to be in this state. I lost my kingdom. I was deprived of being with my people. I was disconnected from my mother. Destiny robbed me of my father. And now I have lost the very purpose of my existence, Sita. It seems that the demons have stolen my hope. Right before me, my brother was rapidly sinking into the depths of sorrows as an elephant would into a quicksand. Every limb of his body was fluttering and tears were flowing profusely from his eyes. He flopped to the ground helplessly. The ever-composed Ram was now in shambles. The irony was that until now he was the one always in control of the situation, no matter how complex, and I was the one who succumbed to my emotions. But for once, the roles had reversed. I was now expected to play a more mature role. The situation demanded it. My brother's agony commanded it, and I graciously accepted it as yet another way of saving my brother. Well, not, O Kakusta, desperation has never been an answer to any calamity. Success comes to those who dare to attempt. If crying could dissolve complex problems, then definitely we must cry together. But in fact, the only thing crying accomplishes is the muddling of thoughts. Only clear thinking can help overcome our crisis. The mountains around Janasthan are riddled with caves. We could possibly find Sita in one of them. Remember her fascination for lotus-filled water bodies. We could search those next. Your assumption that Sita may be playing a smart prank on us may not entirely be wrong. Why cry when there is still so much hope and there are so many options to explore? Come, brother, get up. Let us search high and low together. We will resort to crying only when nothing else is possible. Let us search for your stolen hope. Lakshman continues later, my dear respectful brother, there are four good reasons on four different levels why you shouldn't take this rash action. The first reason is at the personal level. The greatness of a person has to be perpetual. The grandeur of the moon, the splendor of the sun, the movement of the winds and the composure of the earth are constants. No matter what happens. Similarly, great people do not lose hope for firm resolve and discrimination, even amid great challenges and formidable tasks. The second reason is at the philosophical level. Duality is second nature to this world. Whenever happiness shines bright, distress lurks behind somewhere. Whoever you are, the nature of this world is to keep you guessing and keep you hoping. The third reason is at the logical level. Even a blind person can confer from this scene here that only one person was involved in this chaos, not an army. For the wrong done by just one individual, it is cruel and inhuman to annihilate hundreds of innocents. You have always been the most compassionate person I have known. Where has your compassion gone now? Has it melted in this pot of self-centeredness? The fourth reason is at the level of legacy. A great man's word and actions become the reference point for future generations. If you born from divine celestial nectar cannot withstand the pain of anguish, then how do you expect ordinary mortals to be composed through the calamity? What legacy do you plan to leave for the future to ruminate on through your present actions? As soon as my brother heard me out, he lowered his bow and wiped away his tears. He embraced me snugly and patted my back. He was steady and composed again. maturely dealing with impulsive conflicts in relationship. The experience of hurt is most severe when the one you love the most intensely hurts you the most insensitively. Lakshman teaches us through this episode how to deal with conflicts in relationships in a mature way. Most people generally tend to lash out and react impulsively when hurt. This episode teaches us how to respond and not react. After 13 years of saving like a menial servant all day and sacrificing his sleep all night, guarding Sita and Ram, giving up all comforts and family, Lakshman was insulted by both of them most callously. This episode is a lesson in handling conflict because Lakshman is an otherwise volatile person who loses his temper quickly. In spite of his explosive nature, in this episode, he shows maturity in handling the most important relationship of his life. As soon as Sita and Ram slandered him with their razor-sharp words, Lakshman pressed the pause button before reacting. The moment he paused, he asked himself a few questions. Does Sita really think that I am promiscuous? Does Ram really think that I am incompetent? When he seriously contemplated on these questions, he realized that both were not true. Sita's concerns for Ram's safety erupted in a form of a character assassination, and Ram's concern for Sita's safety burst out in the form of accusation of incompetence. As soon as Lakshman got his answer, he chose to continue assisting them, ignoring and forgetting their accusations. It seems easy to say this when everything is normal, but it is extremely difficult to even find the remote control, leave alone pressing the pause button amid so much action. So what inspired a quick to anger Lakshman to respond and not react? Gratitude. The 39 years Ram had deposited love in this relationship, and for the last 25 years, Sita had deposited love in this relationship. After so many years of depositing, they made just one withdrawal. When he paused, Lakshman began thinking, was it worth breaking such a deep relationship for just this one withdrawal? The gratitude he had for the love that both of them showered on him for so many years helped him answer this question. He realized that he may have been saving them physically, but they had been saving him emotionally. He decided this was the time for him to be mature. He decided to respond and not react in this situation. He decided to help them by not judging them, By acting maturely, Lakshman felt that he had grown internally. Self-growth is the byproduct of managing one's approach towards relationship maturely. Dying for a cause. Both Jatayu and Marish died like martyrs for causes. Jatayu died at the hands of Ravan, whereas Marish died at the hands of Ram. When seen from a superficial perspective, it seems that Marish did a noble and a spiritual thing by choosing not to die at the hands of Ravan and choosing instead to die at the hands of Ram. Real spirituality teaches us to inspect the intention before inspecting the action. Marish died at the hands of Ram while saving Ravan, And Jatayu died at the hands of Ravan while saving Ram. In shouting out the names of Sita and Lakshman before dying, Marish maintained the loyalty to Ravan until his last breath. Until his last breath, Jatayu remained loyal to Ram by passing on Sita's message before dying. Marish had superficially worn the dress of a renunciant, but had never taken any guidance for practicing his spiritual life. If you were really loyal to Ram, you would have died at the hands of Ravan like Jatayu. Even if he had decided to die at the hands of Ram, he shouldn't have mimicked Ram to call out to Sita and Lakshman. Instead, he should have chanted Ram's name. By dying at the hands of Ravan, Jatayu saved the interest of Ram. And by dying at the hands of Ram, Marish caused great inconvenience to Ram. For this martyrdom, all Marish got was abandonment. Ravan never returned to claim his body, nor did he care to assign someone to do it on his behalf. Ravan always used people for his selfish purposes. Even though Marish was his uncle, roles didn't matter to Ravan, only goals did. For his martyrdom, Jatayu received appreciation. Ram took care of Jatayu in his final journey. Jatayu was a volume and not even a relative. Jatayu was a vulture and not even a relative. But Ram did for him what any son would have for his father. Even though, ironically, Ram could not do it for him, for his own father. For Ram, all people mattered a lot, irrespective of how small or big a role they had to play on his life. Ram always gave more than he received.
Hari Govinda,
Hari
Keshava, Hari Govinda,
Hari
Narayana, Hari Bo,
Hari Narayana, Hari Bo,
Hari Narayana, Hari Bo. Hari Sundara Nanda Mukunda, Hari Narayana Hari Bo,
Hari Sundara Nanda Mukunda, Hari Narayana Hari Bo,
Hari Sundara Nanda Mukunda, Hari Narayana Hari Bo,
Hari Sundara Nanda Mukunda, Hari
Varadhare Vanamali Murali Dhare
Govardhana
Giri Varadhare